Welcome to Film Companion. I'm Anupama Chopra, and here are this week's reviews.
The best thing about Shaitan is R. Madhavan playing the intruder from hell, literally. Madhavan is Vanraj, some sort of black magic connoisseur who takes a teenage girl into his possession and then traumatizes her and her family. He orders her to eat dry leaves, slap herself until she bleeds, and even cut her mother's throat if she doesn't leave them alone. And Janhvi, now transformed into this compliant zombie, does it all. By the way, Vanraj accomplishes this possession by giving her something to eat, so the moral of the story is, don't take food from strangers. Shaitan is a remake of the Gujarati film Vash. I haven't seen that, so I can't compare what actor Hiten Kumar did in the same role, but it's a loud, meaty part and Madhavan relishes it. He's cocky, he's cool. Watch his perverse enjoyment as he mentally and physically tortures this hapless family. Over a 30-year career, Madhavan has mostly played decent men, but here he descends into unfiltered nastiness. And he enjoys himself until the end, by which time the film derails into flat-out foolishness. I love that this Shaitan has a fondness for gold toe rings. We get a close-up as he dresses up for this grand yagna. Shaitan is a celebration of parental love. How far a mother and a father will go to protect their children? This is the desi twist of the Hollywood subgenre of home invasion. Think of films like The Purge, Don't Breathe, and Cape Fear. In Shaitan, much of the action is set in a farmhouse where the family has gone for a weekend getaway. Director Vikas Bhel leans into the standard horror tropes: isolation, fear, timely thunder, and rain. In one interview, he said that one of his references was Stanley Kubrick's 1980 classic, The Shining, which is also about a family in an isolated location. The Shining is so terrifying that even standalone visuals can give you the chills. Remember the twins, or that waterfall of blood, or the sound that Danny's tricycle makes as he rides around the corridors of the Overlook Hotel? Vikas copies the iconic moment of Jack breaking down a locked door with an axe, but he doesn't seem to have imbibed much else from Kubrick's masterful portrait of evil. The first stumbling block is the bland writing. Amil Kian Khan has adapted the screenplay and written the dialogue. Apart from Vanraj, the other characters are just tediously generic. There is little that makes them distinctive or interesting. Ajay Devgan's Kabir is a chartered accountant with the ability to remember numbers and passwords. Jyotika's Jyoti is a loving mom who likes carbs. I'm not making this up. In one scene, Kabir comments on this and his son Dhruv, played by Angad Raj, tells him body shaming is not cool. Dhruv calls his father by his name, Kabir. We don't know why. He's one of those annoyingly extra smart 8-year-olds. And then there's Janhvi, played with a nice unhinged menace by Janki Bodiwala, who also played the same character in the original film. In the beginning, we get scenes of bonding to establish that this is a wholesome, happy family. At one point, they're pushing each other fully clothed into the pool. Because they're so cheerful and so loving, we know that they're going to suffer. The farmhouse is luxurious. This family is obviously affluent, but there's only one staff member who, of course, isn't there on the night that Vanraj decides to visit. But horror films aren't driven by logic. The joy for us viewers is in being terrorized, and this is where Shaitan fails. Even though some of what transpires is unsettling, Vikas isn't able to effectively create fear or even sustain a tone of creepiness. Even without the black magic, the idea of a strange man focusing so much attention on a young girl is horrifying. But the film isn't able to explore this effectively. Neither do we get a deeper sense of Vanraj's motivation. A feeble explanation is offered at the end, but all of it just seems half-baked. The plot becomes repetitive, with Vanraj making Janhvi do awful things as her distraught parents watch. There is one glorious moment when Jyoti gives back, and even Vanraj seems impressed by her gumption. Jyotika is solid as the terrified but tough mom, as is Ajay as the father who refuses to give up. It's interesting that Ajay is also the film's producer, but he gave the more flamboyant part to Madhavan. Ajay has this inbuilt strength. We know eventually the Singham in him will emerge, but it's refreshing to see him as the underdog who will do whatever it takes. But by the climax, Shaitan hits rock bottom. And you start to ask questions like, how long can a man stay conscious with this sizable knife stuck through his hand? And how often does Vanraj perform this possession routine? And why is it important for parents to verbally give him permission before he can take their daughters? If you figure it out, let me know in the comments below. You can see Shaitan at a theater near you.
Thank you for listening to the Film Companion podcast. Stay tuned for more reviews, interviews, and all that's hot and happening in pop culture and entertainment.